Now, the rest of the story. In the language of the Choctaw, my home state's name is two words meaning red people. Okala, red, Homa, people, Oklahoma. And that's where William Penn Adair was born a century ago. A youngster with enough white blood to make his honesty questionable with the Cherokees, with enough Cherokee blood to become known as that incorrigible Indian boy. Bill's proud parents had named him William Penn Adair in honor of a prominent Cherokee leader. At 7, Bill's name was officially entered on the authenticated rolls of the Cherokee Nation as number 2340. With ethnic credentials such as these and a daddy who was among the most successful and influential men in the territory, one might have expected Bill himself to become a leader of the Cherokee Indian community. But young Bill was incorrigible. His daddy's tireless and apparently futile effort to make something of his son, well, that is the rest of the story. You see, Bill's father was a shrewd, ambitious, driving businessman, and one way or another, he was determined that his son was going to follow in his footsteps. If there were a drawback to Bill's personality, his daddy considered it the frivolous tendency that he had inherited from his mother. At 6, in keeping with his proud heritage, Bill was sent to a school where most of the students were Indians. Bill was restless indoors, especially impatient with a rigid routine. Most of the time was spent in recreation, racing with his Cherokee classmates on foot or on horseback. Soon it was obvious to Bill's father a stricter environment was in order. Harold International Institute in Muskogee was really a girls' boarding school, but Bill's dad knew the school president, got him enrolled there. But at Harold and the company of those young ladies, Bill said he felt like Custer was surrounded by all those Indians. And one day, Bill's daddy received a letter from the school president saying, "I regret to inform you your son's not doing well in school. I suggest you remove him." Next fall, Bill found himself in another school, this time in Tahlequah. And there the comments of his teachers included restless and wild, unkempt and careless. When things didn't work out there, it was on to Haskell College at Vinita, a private boarding academy roughly equivalent to junior high school. This is Bill's fourth school. At any rate, from there Bill went to Skerritt Collegiate Institute in Neosho, Missouri. After Bill was expelled from Skerritt, his frustrated daddy determined that the boy would be tamed, delivered him into the disciplined atmosphere of Kemper Military School. Entering at sophomore year high school level, Bill would spend 2 years at Kemper, one in the fourth grade and one in the guardhouse. Having accumulated 150 demerits, Bill not only quit Kemper, but he abandoned school forever. Now, had Wild Bill taken after his father, the ambitious, no-nonsense businessman, probably, he would have succeeded in the academic world, but instead he became known as that incorrigible Indian boy for most of the first half of his life. And in a sense, he was still that incorrigible Indian boy for the last half of his life also. You see, he had inherited his mother's irrepressible sense of humor. And so from the very beginning, he just could not bring himself to take life seriously. This youngster, named after a prominent Cherokee leader, officially registered in the Cherokee Nation log as number 2340, the boy who had bounced through 6 schools before applying his carefree attitude to a one-of-a-kind career, was William Penn Adair Rogers. You mean Will Rogers? I mean Will Rogers. And now you know the rest of the story.